Hey, how are you?
Hi, Ronald. This is James, reaching out from Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Hold on one second, and I'll get my phone. I might need to move downstairs, but I might not. Let's see if I do. Give me a second here. I'm recovering from a hip replacement surgery, so I'm a little less mobile than usual, but I think we'll
do this.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Great. All right. So how do we do this thing?
Alrighty. So the first thing here I sent is the email with all of the instructions and requirements for it.
Right.
So just to be aware, during the video verification, Google would want to see any documentation you have, like a business registration, a business license, or insurance document. Essentially, the more you have, the better. But as long as you have at least one of those, that's, you know, good for the video.
Okay. I got two of them, actually.
Yep. The next thing they'll want to see in the video is work tools or equipment. So in your case, you know, maybe a laptop or, you know, some type of, you know, anything that you use essentially for the job.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did a little video this morning of a portion of my office that has my computer, my little conference desk and stuff. I think that will be accomplishing it. How does this work? Do we, like, download videos?
So the video has to be uploaded directly to them, so you can't use, like, a pre-recorded one. When you go to the link that's in the email, business.google.com/locations, it'll say Get Verified. When you click on Get Verified, it'll just ask for an address. I see on the back office it's set to hidden, so it'll, you know, be hidden. So this is only, you know, for Google's, you know, internal use. After you type in the address, it'll have, it'll say business video, and then there will be a next button. Then you'll want to click next again. It'll just say to, you know, make sure to have all the, you know, requirements. And then after that, it'll say start recording. So on your phone, it'll automatically just open up the camera, and then there'll be a little, like, red button, you know, to start the video. When it's completed, you'll click the red button to stop it, and then it'll upload to Google directly. Once it's uploaded, it'll be in a processing status, and then what we'll do here is we'll check on it to make sure that Google accepts it. If they don't accept it, from there, we could either, you know, you could either try the video again, or we can ask for Google to turn on live video verification. This is basically the same process, but it's with a real person on Google Meet that'll, like, screenshot everything that you're showing. So it's essentially the same, but that's, you know, the worst case scenario if the video doesn't get accepted.
All right. Now, is it going to be one video, or am I going to do different videos for different things?
So it'll be one video all in one recording, and it can't use a pre-recorded one. So it'll only upload the one that's recorded when you're on the link.
Gotcha. Okay. So are you going to hang in there while I do it, or are we going to get offline, and then I'll do it?
So if you're using the same phone, it could create, like, some conflict being on the phone.
Right.
You know, since it, you know, the recording will be happening, and then, so, I can walk you through it to get to, like, the, you know, the recording section of it, and then after that, then, you know, we can, you know, disconnect the call, and then I'll just monitor the profile.
Okay. Let me move downstairs. I'll take a couple of minutes. If we get disconnected, please call me back, but, good chance you won't. Okay.
I know usually Google does require, like, showing a vehicle. I know your case is a little different, though, because it's not, you know, necessarily
my vehicle is my regular car.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be a work vehicle. You know, it could be a personal vehicle. So I know Google does usually ask for that. But that's typically for, like, you know, remodelers or, you know, handyman type businesses, but I do know that Google will still ask for that. So I'm not sure.
That would be extremely difficult because while taking the video, I'd have to go downstairs, which is to my garage, which probably would take 5 minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to keep the video running. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so, that would create conflict because the video, the best duration of time is around 2 minutes. So going over that, would be problematic. So I think in your case, just showing the, documents and the, laptop or computer would be sufficient. But if Google does give us, any problems, we could always ask for the live video. That way there's no time restriction with it. And, a real person would be there.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So I'm halfway there. Give me a minute. Yeah. So, I'm going to have to do this all on my phone rather than my computer.
Yeah. If you do it on a computer, it'll have, a QR code when you get to the final part. So it'll just go to the phone anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't use, a webcam, unfortunately. Only a mobile phone.
Okay. All right. So you answered, I think, one of my questions, which is that I really don't want my home address, shown on the Internet, but I think you guys are already on top of that, right?
Yeah. So it's right now on the live profile, there's the 11755 Wilshire address, but once the video is completed, that'll be hidden. It'll go away.
Okay. Yeah. That address is now extinct, so it's not good that it's on there. Okay. All right. So now I've made it to my office out front. Okay. Here we go. Let's see what I'm going to do here.
And then the email, ron@austrianlaw.com. Do you still have that email?
That's my main, practically only email. I have email one that I don't even use or look at.
Yep, I just wanted to make sure that you still have access to that one. Now, I see that you're already a manager, so that's already the first step done is, being a manager on the profile to do it.
Okay.
The next step, let me know once you're ready, and then I'll just tell you the link to go to.
Okay, what I really need to do is, and they also wanted to see letterhead or an invoice, right?
So the more information you have, the better. But the main thing that Google, wants for this is, business insurance or a business registration or a business license. But the more you have, the better.
Okay. Give me a second. I got my business license. Bar cards, nowadays they do them on paper rather than
are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It went silent for a second, so I didn't know if I lost you there.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for my just logging into the state bar right now.
Yep, no problem.
Here we go. So, Jean, when I do my video, I guess I got to hold on to it long enough to make people be able to read the bar cards, for instance, and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, so, you want to make sure that the business name is, you know, legible and, you know, that it's focused and clear.
Got it. Okay.
And around two minutes for the duration.
Yeah, about 2 minutes for the duration. Got it. Well, give me a second. Okay, so what I'm lining up is my bar card, which is my state license.
Yep.
I got a letter from Farmers Insurance addressed to me. I'm going to give them a invoice, which I got to be careful about because it's attorney-client privilege and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else?
Yep. And none of this is uploaded to Google. It's only for their, like, internal use, so it won't show up publicly for anybody to view.
Okay, great. All right, so now what I'm going to do is minimize this call, but you should still be on it. And I'm going to go to that email that you sent me.
It should say start video or start Google video verification or, yeah, action needed.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, action needed, start Google verification. Click to watch.
Yep, so there's a video attached. But if you scroll down, it'll say number two, using a mobile phone, tap this link,
okay,
and then that'll take
that
you
right
to it.
Now. Okay. All right, now I noticed on it, it has the wrong phone number. It's my old phone number. It's an ancient phone number. That should be 310-210-1835. I'm going to let you guys fix that unless you...
Let me check here. Yeah, I see that you have the 310-210-1835 as the primary, and then there's another one, 424-901-0160 as the secondary.
Right.
So I'll just remove that secondary number.
No. Hold on. Secondary is secondary. The number I'm talking about is my number that I haven't had for a few years, 310-914-7991.
I don't see that on the profile that I'm looking at here. Maybe that's a duplicate one. When you go to the link, do you see two profiles, or do you only see one?
I see two boxes, select all, and then I see another box that has losses of Ronald E. Ostrom, get verified. Do I press both of those boxes?
So, on here, do you see one law office of Ronald E. Ostrin, or do you see, like, two separate ones?
See one.
one of them. In the top right corner, it should show the email that you're logged into. Can you just confirm that it's the Ron at Austrian Law, or if it's a Gmail? If it's a Gmail, then that might be why it's showing something different.
Where do I confirm that?
So at the top right corner, it should show like your profile picture.
Yes, it does.
Yep, and then when you tap on that, it should say the email that you're currently signed in on.
And it's ron@austrianlaw.com.
Gotcha. So that is the right email. So you'll want to just click on the business name itself, and that'll take you to the profile. It should be the one with one Google review.
Okay. I press that, check that box. Now it says get verified. I press that, right?
I just want to first see that it's the same one that, you know, I'm looking at here. So instead of clicking get verified, if you click on the business name itself, the law offices of Ronald E. Austrian, it should take you to the profile.
Your business on Google. This business already has a profile on Google. You request access to become a manager. And then I see something that says, law offices of Ronald E. Austrian. My firm specializes in it. You know, sometimes you do things through other people. This even might be you to get a higher profile. It says, law offices of Ronald E. Austrian. It has a https://law offices losangeles.com. I didn't do that. Assume either you guys did or possibly Facebook did. I don't know. And then we have losses of Ronald E. Austrian. Yeah, I see one review.
Yep, the one-star review. And then, yeah, it should show on the right side, you know, it says phone number 310-210-1835. And then it should show the address, you know, the previous one, the 11. Or 11755.
Yeah, located measure landmark one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the same one that we're talking about here. So once the video is completed, and if it's successful, it'll update the address to be hidden, so that'll go away. And then I see that the phone number is only the 310-210-1835. So it wouldn't display any other phone number. You'll want to click on the Get Verified button.
Okay, so Get Verified button. Okay. Jesus. Trying to get back to where we started. There we go. So now we hit Get Verified.
Get verified, and then it should ask for the address.
Next.
Yep, so you'll have to probably click next a few times. It's just kind of the first part saying, you know, what's needed.
Got it. Okay. So now I'm at the start recording. So we'll probably get disconnected, or you're going to hang up and call me back.
So at this part, once you hit start recording, I'll want to hang up and then I'll give you a call back. I'll probably wait a few minutes just to, you know, give you enough time there.
Okay, great. All right, well, wish me luck.
All right, yeah, for sure. I'll give you a call back here in about 5 minutes just to give you enough time.
Okie dokie.
All right, thank you. I'll talk to you in a few.
What was your name again?
James from Local Splash.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Talk to you in a few. Take care.